We've all known LeVar Burton since his stunning performance in the enormously successful miniseries Roots back in 1977.
What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
Phase inducers are connected to the emitter array. The override is completely gone, and the pattern buffer has been locked into a continuous diagnostic cycle.
Well, the real story is I like to pig out on books.
You know, that's actually a great idea, Kermit. And if you like to pig out on books, here's some that you might enjoy. But you don't have to take our word for it, right, Kermit?
Yeah, absolutely.
You also heard LeVar Burton in his role as Geordi LaForge, chief engineer aboard the USS Enterprise in Star Trek The Next Generation, and in his longest-running role as the host of Reading Rainbow. The PBS children's series ended last month, the victim of a funding crunch. If you'd like to talk with LeVar Burton about any of his roles, the number is 800-989-8255. You can also send us email, talk@npr.org, and join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Today, LeVar Burton joins us from the studios of Audio Post in Philadelphia, where he's filming another show for PBS, The Science of Star Trek. And nice to have you on the program with us today.
Neil, I'm so excited.
Oh, well, really, we're the ones who are totally excited.
No. See, you don't understand. Your voice is one of the most recognizable voices in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that right there. but after listening to that tape, I have to ask you whether it was easier to talk about dilithium crystals or talk with a Muppet.
It's much easier to talk to Kermit than talking about pattern buffers and diagnostic cycles.
That show, I think people, you're still part, I guess, of the extended Star Trek family and always will be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And proud to be so. I was a huge fan of the original series. I read a lot of science fiction books when I was growing up. It was my body of literature of choice, and it was rare, but uncommon, certainly, for me to encounter heroes in the pages of those novels who looked like me. Yeah. Gene Roddenberry's Vision of the Future was one where I was included. As a kid growing up in Sacramento, Gene Roddenberry's show, Star Trek, said, "When the future comes, there's a place for you, kid." So to have grown up and become a member of that family is beyond the beyond.
There was a place for you, but you had to see it through that weird little visor.
Yeah, well, the 24th century isn't all roses, Neil. the sort of the conundrum is that as an actor, I put on the visor because the character I played, Geordi LaForge, is blind.
Mm-hmm.
The character, when he puts on the device, sees more than everybody else around him. Yet, as an actor, my vision was reduced by about 80 to 85%. So the first couple of years, I really bumped in to everything, lights, the other actors, the furniture, and of course, one of the rules of acting is don't bump into the furniture.
No, absolutely not. Especially those expensive sets; those could break easily.
They were very fragile, and the producers didn't like for me to kicking the sets and leaving marks and breaking things.
Well, let me ask you about the even longer running role in which you've affected the lives of millions of people. 26 years on Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah. What attracted you to that project in the first place?
The opportunity. My mother was an English teacher, so I grew up in a house where reading was like breathing, And the Roots experience for me was one where I was really shown at close range the enormous power of the medium. And when the idea was presented to me, let's take a half an hour of television during the summer months while kids are on summer vacation and create a television show that brings the child back to the world of the written word, it just made so much sense to me. It was the perfect use of this very powerful medium, I thought.
And this was a series, for those whose kids were not the right age to see it or who weren't the right age to see it themselves, this was a series about the magic that you would find in books. It was not a series that taught you how to read.
Sesame Street was on the air and already doing that, teaching the rudiments of reading, phonics and the beginning of spelling and cracking the code. Reading Rainbow was about the passion. The idea for Reading Rainbow was to be there during the time of a child's developmental cycle when they're making that decision that every human being makes at one point in life or another. That decision being, will I be a reader or not?
Mm. And it does change people's lives profoundly.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I am profoundly aware of the benefits I've received, how much my life has been enriched by the books that I've read. And to be able to share that sort of passion with people was what kept me coming back year after year after year.
And there are a lot of people who want to talk to you, and we'll get to them in just a moment, I promise. But I wanted to ask you how you feel now that, 26 years, of course, is a great run, and anybody would be proud of that. But nevertheless, there have to be some mixed feelings. The show ended, well, not just as a result of a funding problem.
Truthfully, I'm sad because I believe that the job is not done yet. Every couple of years, there's a new generation of kids that are learning how to read, have cracked the code, and are now making that decision. And it's sad to me that Reading Rainbow won't be there for them.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, by the way, is with us from Hubbardston in Michigan.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I didn't realize that Reading Rainbow was off. I'm so disappointed. My children are now 20 and 16. Mm. But they loved the program. They instilled in them, along with we as parents, of course, to read and write and draw. And they entered the local Reading Rainbow contests. And my daughter won with one of her books. And I just can't thank you enough for doing that program. I'm just shocked that it would be taken off.
Hmm. You would be bowled over, as I have been, Neil, the past couple of weeks. The last episode of Reading Rainbow aired Friday before this past one.
Oh.
And there has been such an outpouring of public sentiment.
It should be a public outcry, because our children need to read and write, as you know, and to have something so refreshing as your program, where, you know, my kids, let's go to the library and get that book, or, you know, I'm certainly not alone. I know that.
No, you're not. You're not. It's weird to me that, you know, we live in an age where I have been just confuzzled these past few days about the flack and furor over President Obama's speech in our nation's classrooms. The message is stay in school. The message is that your future is up to you. And how anyone could take issue with that.
I don't understand.
Well, it's the same kind of thinking that would, you know,
in the political arena, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Stay in school is stay in school, you know.
Amen.
But I just wanted to thank you for what you did. And
well, Pat,
I guess we need to rally around and get that back on.
Pat, thanks very much. We'll go on to another caller. Let's go next to Priscilla in Cape Cod.
Hi, LeVar. Thank you. I just wanted to say that I have children who are 18 and 20, and we all grew up together watching the show, loved it immensely, and particularly one episode where you reviewed a book about a king and pizza. That's all I can remember at the moment. And I think we actually own the book somewhere in our house. But at the end of reviewing the book, there was then part of it where you then made a recipe of pizza dough and you instructed us all how to make pizza. Well, we did it. I made that dough. I have never been able to replicate it. I have gone online punching in, Googling Reading Rainbow pizza dough recipe to see if I could recreate it again, and I haven't been able to find it. It was fabulous. And I'm wondering, is there any way I could find that out from an old episode somewhere?
Well, if you find that episode, then you've got the recipe.
Well, can I get it on YouTube? Is that possible?
It is very possible. There are a lot of episodes of Reading Rainbow that are up on YouTube.
Okay.
Look for the ones with the messy fingerprints on them.
There you go.
It was wonderful. I loved the show. I actually was not aware that it was still on. I wish I had known. I'd been watching it all along if that had been the case. But we loved it, and I thank you as well for the work you did on it.
Priscilla, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Here's an email we have from Valerie in Ventura, California. Mr. Burton, I'm 29 years old, and there was a wordless exclamation of agony when I first read that Reading Rainbow was no longer going to be part of PBS Kids. I would definitely credit Reading Rainbow for helping foster a lifelong love of books and children's literature. I work with preschoolers now. It's good to be able to enjoy that world again, and I can definitely read a story well thanks to a long tutorial. I remember seeing an interview on the Tavis Smiley Show a few years ago where you lamented that it was a fairly constant fight to find funding for the program. Thank you for all you've ever done over really my lifetime and at least one generation, but you don't have to take my word for it. I'm sure other listeners will also agree with me. I guess along with people expecting you to wear the Pfizer, people expected to say, you don't have to take my word for it.
And I love saying it, and it makes me laugh when I hear other people say it too. It's great, you know. People really do love the show. It is for a couple of generations of Americans, part of a treasured part of their childhoods, and that's not a bad thing.
We're talking with LeVar Burton, the actor, director, and producer today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go next to Eric. Eric calling from Grand Junction in Colorado.
Hi, am I on?
Yep, you're on.
Thanks so much for taking my call. I am so excited to be on the line with LeVar.
Well, you are. Go ahead with your question, please.
I just wanted to call and just offer my condolences, really. I'm 22 years old, and I personally grew up watching Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. And I can honestly say that a lot of my... You know, well, definitely my love for literature has stemmed from Reading Rainbow. I can honestly say that, you know, ever since my mother read The Lord of the Rings to me when I was a kid, it was, you know, always tune into Reading Rainbow. So, and then not to mention, you know, we would all gather in my parents' room and sit on their bed and watch Star Trek and just, you know, seeing him with the visor and then seeing him, you know, with the books, and it just, it's just great. And I'm just demolished that, you know, I'm not going to get that for my children, you know?
Well, Eric, I'm sure he appreciates it. Thanks very much.
I do appreciate it, Eric. I so much appreciate it. Can you imagine, Neil, as the son of an English teacher, what a statement like that means to a guy like me? My love for literature can be traced back to watching Reading Rainbow when I was a kid.
It's interesting. There is something that ties these long careers together. At City Dock in Annapolis, and of course people who remember Roots, that's where Kunta Kinte, the ship holding him and the other slaves, is landed, where he's auctioned off, where that first scene takes place.
Right.
There is now a statue at City Dock in Annapolis, and it's not a statue of Kunta Kinte. It's not a statue of auctioned slaves. It's a statue of Alex Haley.
Absolutely.
Holding a book and reading to children.
Right, right. Because Alex was a storyteller, and he came from a tradition of storytellers, or griots in the West African tradition. And, you know, it is Alex's family story that he wrote down in the book called Roots, The Saga of an American Family. And the greatest tribute, I think, that we can pay to Alex is to remember him for the great storyteller that he was.
Let's get Nancy on the line. Nancy calling us from Buffalo.
Hi, thanks. I'm so glad I got to share this memory. It was actually in my adulthood watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with my infant daughter in my arms and watching the two of you read a story together. And what a tender and gentle moment it was. And, you know, I guess everything passes. And sadly, it's not just an end. It really is a loss to... watch both the Neighborhood and Reading Rainbow come to an end.
Well, it's just not the same anymore, is it?
No, not for the kids that I have watching television. That's for sure.
Nancy,
even
thanks.
Sesame Street has changed.
Well, everything changes, Nancy. Sometimes regrettably. Thanks very much
for
the call.
My call.
And LeVar Burton, give us some idea what you're working on now. We mentioned filming another series.
I'm here in Philadelphia doing a series for PBS on the science of Star Trek. And I've just formed a new company in Los Angeles. I have a partner now for the first time in my 30-plus year career, a man named Mark Wolf. Google Mark Wolf or IMDb Mark Wolf. This man is a real filmmaker. He is a filmmaker's filmmaker. So the company is called Burton Wolf. And We see ourselves as storytellers. We are developing projects for film, for television, and for the internet as well. We want to tell stories that we feel are stories that are valuable to the human condition. And that's what we do. That's what we are. And that's how I want to spend the rest of my career, is as a storyteller, and be able to bring whatever talents that I possess to bear in any given project, as an actor, as a producer, as a writer, as a director. Whatever I can do in the service of telling the story is what I want to do.
And we've gotten this life-saving email from Mike. It starts, 1 cup warm water, 1 tablespoon yeast, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 2/3 cups flours. Mix ingredients together, knead for 2 minutes, let the dough rise until the double optional. Spread dough on lightly greased pan, top with sauce, cheese, and other favorite choices. Bake in a preheated oven, 500 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. This recipe makes enough dough for 1 large pizza, either a 16-inch round pizza pan or the more probable large rectangle baking sheet. So there you have it. We'll post that link to that the Reading Rainbow pizza dough recipe on our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. LeVar Burton, good luck with your future projects, and thank you so much for all those 26 years of Reading Rainbow.
Neil, my pleasure to be with you. God bless.
LeVar Burton joined us today from the studios at Audio Post in Philadelphia. Tomorrow, after the president's speech tonight, did he say anything to change your mind? Be with us then. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And where's